What's your dad doing? Gosh dang, we haven't seen that guy in a long time. He used to be come down to McCook for, you know, the old football camps. How is he doing?
He's doing well. He's he is in Vermilion, South Dakota. I can't remember if this is his fourth year or his fifth year. He is the middle school principal, and this is his first year as the head football coach.
Wow, and I take it he's enjoying life.
He is. They are. They're 4-2 this year, so they're doing pretty well. They just beat the number 3 team in the state last week, so he's got the boys rolling up there.
I bet you when those kids look at that middle school principal, it's like, oh, my gosh, we better not be messing around or else.
Yeah, I know that feeling all too well.
But no, he was a nicest guy that we in our interviews over the years in high school football and college football, and he just can't stay away from football, can he?
No, he can't, man. That's right. He was out for, I want to say, 4 years because he was, I mean, he's kind of bumped around a few different schools since he left Gang and usually stays there about 3 or 4 years and goes somewhere else. So he was actually in Fort Pierce, South Dakota for 4 years and was the coach there for 3 years, and then I think he's been, I think this is his fifth year in Vermilion. And so this would be, he had 4 years off, and now he was just itching to get back in, I guess.
And I'm sure he keeps close tabs on what you're doing over at Gehring, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He keeps tabs on what we're doing. My brother's down in Arizona. He's a head coach, so he's got us. And then our Uncle Bill is coaching at Kent State, so he's got plenty to keep track of.
Very true, very true. The old Boyle brothers, I remember the years talking to those guys for whether it be in high school or college. Now, so many good conversations over the years.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What about your team? I know coming on, I had a great effort. Let's talk about the Lex game. I watched that game. Some of the highlights on that. Oh, so close, boy! You gave the Minutemen a dogfight in that one, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Our kids played hard. Yeah, we spotted 2 touchdowns early, you know, came out flat, and had a couple big turnovers early, and that really hurt us quite a bit. Our kids were hanging their heads a little bit, and then we got a huge spark in the second quarter, took a punt back to the house, and that kind of lit a fire under our guys, and we started playing really well from then on out. Defense only gave up 3 points from there, and we're starting to move the ball a lot better on offense, and you know, as much as we shot ourselves in the foot throughout that game, we came down and had the ball at the 7-yard line, first and goal with about 1.5 minutes to play, and just couldn't quite punch it in.
I know before that, the Alliance game, and to kick off the season, what a great way to kick off the season with a win over a now 4-2 Torrington team.
Right. The Torrington win was huge, and actually their second loss was only because they had to forfeit the week after we played them. So really, they've only lost 1 actual football game. So that was huge for our kids to win coming out the gate. Gave us a lot of confidence and just kind of reinforced what we're trying to build here and what we've been preaching all summer. And then, you know, I struggled for a few weeks and came back against the Lions, and our kids played extremely hard and executed really well in that game. So we were fortunate enough to get win number 2 on the year. Just trying to build off of that. I thought we, you know, even though we didn't come away with the win last Friday, just for us to be in a tight ball game like that again, you know, it just shows us that we're close. We're not quite turning the corner yet, but we're very close, and I think if we can just continue to be competitive, we'll start to see ourselves winning those ball games.
You got 3 games left. I'm sure you're telling your kids, we kind of control our own destiny right here. We can pick up a couple of wins, and I know you got the battle with the Bluffs in the final game, and you always have a battle with that group over there. But, hey, this group, you win a couple of games, you could be smelling the playoffs.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We've been talking to our kids all year, especially before we got into the district play, that, you know, we still have everything in front of us in terms of what we want to accomplish this season as far as, you know, making a run at the postseason, making a run at our district. And that was the message after Friday night's loss against Lexington. You know, we won our first district game against Alliance, and then game number 2 lost to Lex. And so that's what we've been preaching that and reiterating that to the kids. You know, we still have everything in front of us. And like you said, we control our own destiny at this point. So it's on us to go out and execute and put ourselves in positions to be successful.
Could you throw some names out, Coach, as far as top guys? I mean, offensively, just kind of watching the stats and some of the stories. Eli Thompson, in the backfield for it. I think you're starting a youngster quarterback as well, but those kids, I'm sure, are coming along just fine for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Eli was our starting tailback last year for most of the year. He's actually playing fullback for us this year, but he's done an excellent job for us on offense, taking over that role and leading the way for our backs. We're actually starting a sophomore at tailback. His name's Tanner Gardner, and he's a special player for us. He's very athletic. He's fast. He has great vision in the backfield. So we try to get him into space quite a bit and try to create some different things and some nooks and crannies here in the offense to try and get him out into space. So he's done a good job for us. We've kind of had a quarterback carousel this year up to this point. And we'll actually be on quarterback number three, this week as far as in terms of starting. But, we got two sophomores that we've been going back and forth with in the QB room, and both guys are doing a good job. Obviously you have your growing pains with young quarterbacks, but they're, we'll roll out both quarterbacks on Friday night, Mason Goodrow and Jackson Howard. And, we're right now at this point, we're kind of just rolling with which either guy can get the hot hand and help our offense click around them. But, another guy that really stepped up the last couple of weeks and stepped up really big for us against Lexington is Tyler Garrett. He took the punt to the house and caught a few balls had a touchdown catch. And so we've got some guys stepping up for sure, and we're kind of starting to get to the point where we're a little more balanced on offense versus just being one-dimensional.
And your defense has shown at times this year that they can shut teams down.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a few games here and there where and it was more so early on where we were not communicating very well and had some guys out of position. And so we kind of tweaked some positions around and put some guys in that we thought would help us be a little bit more successful. And kind of changed the scheme of our defense around a little bit to try to fit their athleticism and their play. But yeah, definitely. At times, they've proven that they can take away what opposing teams do when they're disciplined. But at the same time, we still do have those kind of bonehead mistakes where, we have the wrong coverage or two guys are playing one coverage and somebody's doing something else or somebody slants the wrong way. Just, all the normal things that happen. But when it's happening to you, it feels like you're the only team in the world that has that stuff going on.
I'm sure, no question, you've got a chance to watch McCook on game film. Bison hoping to break their losing skid. What do you think, watching film, what's got to be done to win this game on the road on Friday?
First of all, anytime you go into McCook, you got to expect everything McCook's going to have and more. They're very tough at home. It's an awesome environment. As a player, I always loved getting the chance to play there. And just growing up around football with my dad coaching, I always remember taking the trips to McCook, even when I was just on the sideline as a ball boy. It's just it's a cool environment. They always play extremely tough at home. We're going to have to come out and we're going to have to try to be physical. We're going to match their physicality. We've got to be assignment smart, and we can't give up the big play. We can't have 3, 4, 5 good plays in a row on defense and then give up a 30-yard play. We've got to limit big plays and got to limit explosive plays defensively. And then offensively, we've got to take care of the football. We can't turn it over, and that's something that we've struggled with this year. Whether it be interceptions or fumbles, we just can't give other teams extra possessions. So if we can do those things and, if we can be competitive for the first three quarters, hopefully we'll give ourselves a chance going into the fourth quarter there.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You played, I'm trying to remember the years. They all kind of flow together here. But when you played in high school, you had some good contests, good teams that played here. Am I right?
Yeah, we did. Actually, my sophomore year, that would have been my older brother Patrick's senior year. Uh-huh. We played in McCook, and we actually came away with a win there. I think that was probably one of the most fun games I've ever played in my football career, to be honest with you. That was in 2000. That was in the fall of 2009, uh-huh. And then we came there my junior year, and we got blown out. And then my senior year, we played in Gehring, but we had another tight contest there. So yeah, definitely a lot of memories with McCook.
Yeah,
throughout the years,
no question about it. But it sounds like, as you said, the culture is turning around, and the kids are buying into your system, and things are looking on the up and up, aren't they?
I think so. Yes. You know, just the improvement we've shown from the start of this year to where we're at now, and even, I mean, looking back at where we were this summer to where we are now, and especially looking back to last year where we are now. We definitely see a ton of improvement. We feel like the attitude of our kids is changing. You know, we're starting to be a lot more competitive, and guys are starting to take a lot more accountability in what they're doing, and a lot more pride in playing for Garen.